You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of Your Spiritual GPS to Success. Yes! Y'all know what? I'm really happy today. I'm really happy today. I am so excited about today. Yay. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I got a lot for you all today. I got a lot to tell you. But listen, don't forget, I want you to log in on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook. Would you do that? Befriend me. Come on, be my friend. Would you be my friend, please? And maybe every now and then, your mommy or your daddy let you come outside and play. I really do thank you for those of you that have been logging in on Facebook. Saying, hey, we over here. You can also check out my website, drmichaelmosley.com. Now, I'm going to be honest. It does need to be updated. You know, success is really just so powerful, and I'm very appreciative of it. But you know what? I need some people that could help me. Maybe if you wouldn't mind volunteering your time to kind of help me right now, keeping my website up to date, or maybe just, and one lady did. She asked that question. I'm going to have to see if I can find her number. She said to me, Dr. Mosley, I really appreciate you. I can't afford you to be my life coach right now, because she had some very serious things going on. But she offered, if you ever need anything that I can do, just let me know. So I'm going to have to go find her number. I'm going to have to look her up. But maybe that's you too, because I really do need some help. I need to update my website, and because so much has happened, everybody, including me moving. Yeah, because somebody sent me a message like, what is going on with you? Look like we don't hear from you as much as we used to. Well, you know what? I have been moving. I'm no longer in California. No, I moved from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. And I'm going to talk about that. But listen, you can certainly call my office at 916-467-4448. Yeah, it's been a busy, the past month and a half have just been, oh my goodness. But we're getting back into the swing of things right now. And that means I want to hear from you. You know what I always say? Let me know where you're tuning in from. Let me know what city are you listening. Where are my friends there in Nebraska, Oklahoma? You know I still love you. I need to hear from you. Yes, I do. Those of you, you know, although I'm not in California, you know I got some friends out there. I love you guys so much. I really do. But I just had to check out how the East side of the country live. But you know what? Let me know where you're listening to me from. You can text me to that number right there at 916-467-4448. Okay? Just text me to that number, 916-467-4448. Did I say that right? 916-467-4448. Listen, I want to talk about today. Do you still believe in it? Yeah, I got a question. Now, I really got this while I was moving. So, you know, it's a message that really just kind of, or a lesson that really encouraged me. So listen, if you're not a part of our live radio audience, what are you waiting on? All you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691, and you too can be a part of our live radio audience. And, you know, they're on here. Y'all on here, right? You know, let them know that y'all on here. Clap your hands. There you are. See, there they are. Hey there. They're quiet, but they're there. And every now and then, sometimes we give a chance, I get the opportunity to give a reading to someone, and I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. I tell you, I am your intuitive life coach. I'm your psychic. I'm your friend. I'm your coach. I'm your cheerleader. I'm all of that. But stay tuned. I want to really talk about, do you still believe in it? All right? Don't you go anywhere and not turn your headsets up and tell somebody else. You need to tune in to Dr. Michael Mosley, broadcasting live. Yeah, all the way from Georgia, y'all. Can you believe it? I went from Riverside to Georgia. Lord Jesus. I'll be right back, everybody. are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I want to say a world of thanks to my dear friends over there at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Jules Johnson and her staff are just jewels. So I just love my Law of Attraction Radio family. I really do appreciate my dear friend Constance Arnold. We're neighbors now. Hey. And to all of you, I thank you, because really it has been a challenging time for us to, not bad, it's just, you know, I tell people it hasn't been a bad move, it's just a process, you know, packing up and loading up and then unloading and then unpacking, and while you're still doing so many things and yet managing my clients, because I call them, you know, my spiritual cheerleaders. I really do. I'm very grateful for my wonderful, wonderful client. So listen, everybody, it has just been an absolute joy. It has really been an absolute joy. But you know what it has? It has really been a process. But we made it, you know. We made it. So I'm very grateful to those of you that have really, some of you sent me an email. Some of you did. You all sent me an email. Let me know, hey, you know, are you okay? And I want to say thank you so very much. I really, really, really do appreciate it. But you know, one thing that, have you ever, I'm quite sure a lot of us have moved. Many of you have moved, but this one, was a move from, state to state, from one side to the other. You know, I'm no longer in California. Somebody said, oh, man. But no, I'm in Georgia right now. And so I'm very excited, but you know, it has been a process. Now, in moving, somebody know what I'm talking about, this one. In moving, do you know it can really be a challenge when you're packing up stuff, and then you at first you're all excited, here we go to Georgia, you know, and you're packing up stuff, and the things that you really do care about, you know, you take extra care in packing those items, right? The china, or maybe there's, I have some beautiful pictures that I really I cherish, and even just really pictures and picture frames. I was, one time I went to that spell. I tell anybody, if you don't ever know what to give me as a gift, I tell my friends and family, just get me a nice picture frame. I'll find a picture to go into it, because I love to take pictures. So I love picture frames. But there's so many things that, you know, you want to take extra care of. That TV, you know, you want to make sure you wrap it up real good. You know, you really are trying to make sure everything is together. But do you know that sometimes when in the process of moving, you get to the point where you start getting tired. And then you say, you know what? I'm just tired. I don't feel like rapping that right now. You know, I don't feel like doing that right now. You know, you just get kind of tired. Yeah, and then you know what else begins to happen is that you begin to throw away, or even give away, or even just leave it. Just items that, you know, you no longer have value in. You begin to do that and just say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of this. I don't want to deal with this anymore. And so some things we really do, some things we really do discard when we really do want them. We really want them, but we just got tired. So something really came to me, and this is a thought that really came to me, that one really destroys, or even you can use the word dismiss, discard, give away what we no longer believe in. And that thought occurred to me the other day, and I had to write it down. One destroys, dismiss, discard, or give away what they no longer believe in. In other words, if it's no longer a value to you, you're quick to just say, throw it in the trash. That's because you're getting tired. And the value of it is not greater than your fatigue. Because even still, if it's something that is really momentous, we have baby blankets. And we're like, oh, okay, Michaela's almost, she's 5 years old now. Throw that baby blanket away. Just, I'm tired of it right now. I don't want to keep it, you know. And then there's still some things that you do want to keep, you know, some pictures I still want to keep. But even as I was driving to Georgia. And I had another friend in driving my other car. And so it took us 3 days. But in the process, my wife would give me a call. She said, "Oh, we can't get this on the truck." I said, "Oh, Lord." And I would be so upset. Like, "Oh, they can't get that on the truck. Why not?" And then as I kept driving and thinking about it, just give it away to him. You know, just leave it. I'm tired now. Whatever they can get on that truck, fine. If they can't, all right. Hey, maybe it's the universe's way of saying it's time to let go of it. But you know, when you no longer believe in something, you have a tendency to let it go. When you no longer, some of us have items from maybe former relationships, and you know you had that ring that wonderful love gave you, but when you no longer believe in it, when you no longer believe in that love, and you don't no longer believe in that ring, it loses its value. And so what happens? We begin to discard it, give it away, do something else with it. What have you done with things that you really, at one time, really loved? Maybe it's that Barbie doll that you really, really loved. But then, hey, something happened and you just kind of like, I'm tired of it now. I'm tired. I have a lot of albums, and I do. Now, a lot of them I still carry with me. But then there are some I'm like, throw it away. I'm just tired. I'm just tired. I used to be a radio announcer, so a lot of the record artists would send their albums to me. But then I just like, I'm tired. Discard of it. Give it away. Throw it away. You know, we had some furniture that, you know, I just kind of got tired of. It was pretty, but I don't feel like taking it all across the United States over there to Georgia. Called up some friends of mine. "Hey, y'all want this? Come get it. Come. How much you want for it? Oh, just come get it. Just get it out the way." I had some things that I was trying to sell. And at one point, it just got to the point, hey, first come, first serve. You can have it free if you can just come move it. I don't care. You know, why? Why do we do that? It's simply because it lost its value. And when things lose their value, we no longer take precious care of them. You understand what I'm talking about? When it no longer means that much to you, like, that lamp, yeah, just a lamp. Just, okay, throw it away. And then you know what, when my kids are around, "Oh, Daddy, look at this. I remember this." Throw it away. You see, because to me, it's lost its value. But to them, they still want to play with it every now and then, you know? But I'm like, throw it away. It's getting on my nerves now. Why? Because I'm getting a little tired. I want to ask you a question. Do you still believe in it? Do you still believe in the items that you have in your life? I'm going to talk about it right quick. Hey, don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming for you. And I got some people on the phone line. Maybe I can give a reading to somebody. Maybe there's somebody right now that says, hey, I have some things that maybe it's lost its value, but how can I recreate that value again? I'm going to tell you how. Stay tuned. I'll be right back on your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. I am your intuitive life coach. So that means you need to set up a session with me. Yeah, I want to talk to you. I really, really do. Let's reach your goals. Let's reach your point of success. Let's reach your desires. Listen, we can do it together. I bet you we can. All you got to do is contact me. All you got to do is call me. You know the number, 916-467-4448. Okay? 916-467-4448. And you know what? I am so excited right now. Do you still believe in it? Do you still believe in it? Do you really, I'm saying really, really believe in it? You know, I was talking about when I was moving from California to Georgia, you know, some things, you know, you take when you're packing up your things, your boxes, and you really, you know, some things I have some real precious items that I wanted to make, you double wrap it with newspaper and make sure, even when it's, because it's precious to you, you know, and put some of that little bubble wrap around it so it don't break, because I have a lot of dishes, and you know, you're even trying to think ahead. Now make sure if this box shake, you know, when it's on the truck, I want to make sure it doesn't shake too much where it breaks. So you really are trying to think ahead. You value that particular item so much that you are taking very extra care in packing it. Then not only that, you are really thinking ahead, trying to make sure that it is well protected and safe. So that means what? You believe in the value of that item. It still has great value to you. It's something very special to you. But when you no longer have the value in something, you know what? We dismiss it, throw it away. We give it away. Hey, you know, I love it, but I don't need it anymore. It doesn't have that same value. And you know what else we do? We reposition it in our lives. It no longer has that priority. Some of us have done that even with people that we love. You know, that relationship, when they call, you recognize that number. You know, when lover called on the phone, oh, that's them. But now that the relationship went kind of sour, you know what else would happen? We kind of just say, hey, you know, we're just like, I'll get them later. You know, somebody know what I'm talking about, right? You push the snooze button on them, like, I'm going to let them go to voicemail. We reposition things in our life. Question, do you still believe in that item? Does it still hold great value for you? In other words, tonight, whenever you're listening to this podcast or this broadcast, I wanted you to think about something. What have you done with the items that you have? Not just the physical items, you know, but think about it. What have you done with those personal spiritual items in your life? Do you still value it? Let's break that down a little bit more. Do you still value your talent? You know, when you first start off with that talent, you were so excited. I'm going to be a star. You were practicing your music. Maybe if you were a singer, you were calling people, being serious about this thing. I need some musicians to work with me. Or you were practicing your sewing or your skills of drawing. You were serious about this. But and while you were serious about it, things begin to happen. What do we call that? Law of attraction. Things begin to come to you. When I first started hypnotherapy, just excited. Guess what? Clients begin to come. It's that spiritual energy that attracts. They begin to come. But when you lose the value, guess what happens? It begins to go away. Because you no longer have it positioned high in your life. You know, some people say, I'm going to be a hypnotherapist. That's who I am. That is who I am, you know, and we put that first. But then it starts losing its value. Then you say, okay, I'm going to be a massage therapist. Then that starts taking precedent. I'm going to be a chef. In fact, I'm going to open up a bake shop. You know, then that takes precedent. And then what happens? The hypnotherapy position begins to go less and less, lower and lower, until you reposition it. You don't have that same belief in it. You can do it, but you just don't have that same belief. What has happened to your talent? Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, my friend, I really want you to think about that right now while you're listening to me. What has happened to what you believed in? You know, anybody like me used to get out a tablet and write down all the stuff that you was going to do with your talent. or with your gifting or with your particular ability. Somebody said, ooh, child, this is the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life. And everybody was saying that. You know what? You said, well, you know what? I may be able to sell this. I can probably do something with this. And when you started doing that, guess what? People started buying it. But then you got tired. I'm tired of frying chicken. I'm tired of doing this. And guess what happens? It repositions itself and it becomes lower on your priority list, lower on your value list. And then somebody said, what's wrong with me? Dr. Mosley, it feels like I'm in a slump. And could it be that it's just that the things that you really desire, you've lost the value in it? You've lost the value in it. Well, how do I know if I lost the value in it? Simple, by the way you feel. Check how you feel. You see, I have some dishes that are trimmed in gold, and I love those plates and all of that. I love it. So really, I really protect them. And then plus, I know I paid quite a bit of money for them. You know, and I'm like, I want to protect this. I really, really do. But then as you get older, some things as you move on, you're like, ah, okay, it's just a dish. Throw it away. I don't got it. And I really said that at one time I have a piano. And it was getting quite difficult to get it on the truck to come to Georgia. And it's a baby grand, and I really, really love it. My wife knows I love it. I play it almost every day. And but it looked like they weren't going to get it on the truck. And I said, oh, it broke my heart. But then I said, well, I've played it enough. You know, it has brought me joy, and I'm grateful for it. Hey, okay, maybe I need to let it go. Just okay. You know, I came to grips with it in myself. And you know what? I began to just kind of let it go. But then I realized, you know what? I really, really do want it. I really want it. And guess what? They got it on the truck. Some way, somehow, they got it on the truck. Got a little damage, though. But that's okay. At least it's here. At least it's here. Do you still value your abilities? Do you still value your furniture? Now, there are some things that I have here in Georgia. I'm like, oh, they could have left that. Or, you know, now that you're in a new house, don't tell my wife. But it's like, you know what? I really do want new furniture. Why? Because this furniture kind of has lost its value to me. Oh, it's beautiful, but I think I want something a little different now. Have you lost your value in your skills? Have you lost value in yourself? Do you really consider yourself of great importance? Do you still believe in you? Oh, you know you can do it. It's just that, but I don't know if it'll be a success. I don't know if I can do it to that level. What has happened to your excitement? You know, when you first got that job, you were so excited. You were at work, you know, 30 minutes early. Remember? You got to work. I don't care where it was. You were just glad to have a job. Yes. But now, after 30 years, 5 years, maybe even after 2 weeks, hopefully not, but you've lost your excitement. Like, oh, okay, I got to go to work tomorrow. You know, it's like a cuss word. Got to go to work. You know, have you lost this value to you? Are you taking extra lunch hours, you know, even, you know, illegally? Are you really not doing the work that you're supposed to do because it has lost its value? You don't believe in it anymore. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes this is why we are attracting, notice that word, we are attracting some negativity in our lives because we don't have the value in it anymore. Do you still value your marriage? Well, I want him to do something. Well, I want her to do something. But when you really valued it, ooh, it was like you couldn't wait to get home and do this and surprise her with this and surprise him with this and go sneak and get a new outfit from Victoria's Secret, whatever the case may be. Do you still value it? And then I have had this, well, they may not value me. They don't appreciate what I have done. And I can understand that. But my question to you is still, do you still value it? Do you still value it? If you still value it, then it's still of great importance to you. It still is of great importance. Do you still believe in your talent, your marriage, your excitement? Do you still, or have we lost the faith? Have we lost our belief? Have we diminished this level of importance? You know, oh, that's just my wife call. Oh, that's just my husband. I'll get to them later. You see the value. But back when you were dating, when that phone rang and it was that special person, oh, wait, honey, I got to take this call. This is my boyfriend. This is my girlfriend, right? They had great value. They had great value. And maybe something has happened to make you feel like it's just not worth it anymore. But I want you to think about it. Is it? You know, I was ready to let go of my piano, but oh, when it got moved into my new home, I went over there and played it. You know, a string popped on. I got to get a string repaired, but that's okay. I still just play like, oh, I'm so grateful for it. One day I'm going to buy me a new one because this is an old one, but I'm just so grateful for it. I still value it. I want you to think about that. Do you really still value your talent, your excitement, your ideas, your marriage, the way you think? Or have you allowed others or situations in life to reposition your value, to make you feel like, oh, I don't know what I'm, you know, like people will tell you, girl, you don't know what you're talking about. And then sometimes you begin to think, well, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Have you really misplaced the value in it? I want you to think about that. Listen, I'm going to go to the phone line in just a few minutes, and I want to talk with some people about that. Anybody got a comment on that one? I'm coming to you in just a few minutes. I want to find out what is happening to your value. Do you still value life? You see, that's why people commit suicide, because the value of life has diminished. They don't feel like it's worth it anymore. But I want to encourage you. Yes, it is. Exciting things are happening every day, and they are ready to happen for you even more than what has happened already. Oh, I guarantee it. Just got to increase your value. Get excited about life. Get excited about the flower. Get excited about the rain, the wind. Get excited about yourself, because you know you're valuable, right? Uh-huh. Listen, I'll be right back. I want you to get ready to text me. Let me know where you're listening to me from. And you know what? Let me know, do you value yourself? Do you still value yourself? Do you still believe in you? Somebody just text me right now. Say, I still believe in me. Go ahead on. Text me. 916-467-4448. Just say, I still believe in me. Tiffany, how you doing? I appreciate you right now, my dear. Blessings to you. Listen, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. I'm coming back, and we're going to the phone line right after this. Okay? All right. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to what? Success. I am Dr. Mosley. Do you still value it? That's what we're talking about. Do you still believe in it? Do you still does it still hold something meaningful in your life? What are you talking about? Whatever your dreams are, your goals, you know, does it still mean something? Somebody said, you know what? I wanted to be a famous ballerina. Well, you know what ain't. Well, I'm okay with it now. It lost its value. I'm all right. I'm straight. I'm good. You know, I don't need to do that no more, right? But listen, what do you still value? What is it that you still value? And you know what? You can still do it. Yeah, you really can. You really can. There's a wonderful scripture that I just really hold true into my heart. It says, all things are possible to him that believe. But the question is, do you still believe? Do you still really, does it still hold value to you? Let me go to the phone line right now. And if you want to be a part of our live radio audience, all you have to do is text the word LOA to 40691. And you too can be a part of our radio audience. I believe I'm going to, Rhonda from Portland, Oregon. Rhonda, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing okay.
doing okay. Yeah. Okay, now, Rhonda, we got to make that okay to a whole lot better, okay? We going to make it better, all right?
Yes.
Good, Rhonda, what can I do for you on tonight?
Oh, listen to your show. This is my first time listening to your show, and I'm kind of glad I'm here tuning in. You're really making some very valid points. I live in Portland now. I'm originally from Houston.
Yay, that's my hometown.
Oh, Ray, yeah, Houston. I'm native Houston. Been in Portland almost 2 years now.
What part of Houston did you live in?
When I left Houston, I was on the north side, 1960, 945 North.
Yeah, that's like going into Spring.
Right, exactly.
I lived everywhere in Houston. I was born in Houston. I lived everywhere in Houston. You name it, I've been there.
That's nice.
I'm telling you, you name it, I've been there. Go
oh,
ahead, Rhonda.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yes, ma'am. So what is happening right now in your life, Rhonda?
Well, you know, as I said, I relocated to Portland about almost 2 years, you know, really wanted to really start over fresh, you know, build a new life, recreate myself, just recreate everything. Pretty much like you did, just pretty much gave up everything except for a few personal and came to Portland with myself and 3 suitcases. Unfortunately, you know, things just haven't panned out here like I'd hoped. I'm just not sure. I just can't seem or haven't been able to get fired up, you know, and just make something truly happen for myself. It's just been drifting.
Okay. You know? So you feel like you've been drifting and it feels like I like what you said, haven't been able to get fired up. You know, well, Rhonda, let me ask you this question. What would fire you up? What would really fire you up right now?
Yeah, you know, if I could just maybe get some clear direction of, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know which direction I'm going. It's like, I'm just out there. You know, I can just, you know, I kind of want to try to do something for myself, maybe start some type of business or something. Mm-hmm. Something that would just really get my spirit going and get me excited about, you know, life. Wanting to get up excited in the morning, looking forward to the day.
All right. You know, so Rhonda, what I'm getting there in the picture of is that you've really lost yourself. Now, that tells me a lot. Because if you're searching, that means you've lost yourself. Rhonda, let me ask you a question. Do you know where you're? Do you have a driver's license, Rhonda?
No, not anymore. It expired since I've been here.
It expired since you've been there. Now, that's funny. And this is honestly what came to me to ask you, do you have your driver's license? And the reason why now I'm understanding what Spirit is really saying is you have let go of yourself. One thing was this a relationship oriented issue?
Yeah, it stemmed from that.
Okay.
You know, actually, the relationship ended back in 2009. It was officially over in 2009.
Yeah, but when it ended, you lost yourself. And because you were hurt behind it, but you lost yourself and you're really trying to regain yourself. So it's not monetary things. It's not even physical things that would make you happy right now. It's you finding yourself. When the relationship ended in 2009, right?
Yes.
All right, Rhonda, I want to go back to the year. If you can go back with me.
Wait, hold up.
Hold up.
Yes,
hold up.
09. Yeah, it was 09. It was 09, yeah. That's when the divorce was over, yeah.
But you know what, Rhonda? Yeah. I want to go back to the before that. I want to go back before that. What were you enjoying? What did you enjoy doing, let's say, in 2005? What was something that you really enjoyed doing that made you smile back then?
No, that's when it all started going on downhill. That's when I married him. And things just weren't the same.
Isn't that funny? See, what I'm trying to tell you is spirit is really knowing what it is that's going through, what you're going through. But in 2005, before you married him, tell me this. What did you enjoy doing?
I used to like to travel. I loved delving into spirituality, into metaphysics, healing, things like that. All that stuff I really actually love and enjoy.
All right. Now, so that's your answer. This is where you need to start again. And I believe now you just need to go deeper. You're touching the surface. That's what, when in moving, some things I could only, you could clean the house that you're moving from, like touch the surface. But when you're moving, you had to really dig in there. I had to get into the closets, get all the stuff out of the closets, all the stuff that's been pushed all the way in the back. I had to get that stuff out, pack it up if it meant value to me, or even throw it away. So right now, it's time for a spring cleaning for you. It's time to really go deep within. I want to connect you. I want you really, rather, let me say that different. I want you to become reconnected with spirituality. Now, for some reason, I'm going to use a term, and hopefully it doesn't frighten you. And that term is ghost. Ghost. Or some people would say spirits or earthbound spirits. I don't know if you even know that you have an attraction with that, but you really do. And right now, there are other things that are needed for you to do to better yourself, but by it's all connecting in that spiritual vein, that metaphysical vein. You know about the chakras?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's coming to me. Yours are blocked. You got three of them that are blocked, and we need to get that going again. So, Rhonda, really right now, my first item for you is meditation. You need to meditate, and I want you to meditate at least, 10 minutes. 10, if you, at the minimum of 5, but I want to say 10, if you can do 10, every day. I just want you to turn off the phone and really, or put it on vibrate, and if you need to have a timer, and find something that will cause you to go within and really just reflect on you. Okay.
Okay.
Because you know about meditation, and you also are gifted to be a teacher. I really do feel that you're to be a teacher because you have a lot of books on the metaphysical spirituality. You have books on that, and I want to say I'm getting this that you have quite a few books. Is that true? Yes or no?
Yes, so much. Unfortunately, I couldn't bring all my books with me.
So you have a lot of books. So again, this is what is coming to me. So therefore, even if it doesn't matter if you didn't bring them, you have the knowledge. You really dived in. I mean, you got into it. But lately, you've only been touching the surface. No, I need you to go back into it. For the past 2 years, you've only been like dusting. You haven't really been cleaning. And you know what I mean when I say clean now, right?
Yes.
But you really do have an ability. You have a grandmother that is on your father's side that was a psychic.
You know, I've never met her. I mean, she passed either before I was born or I was very young.
Yeah, she was psychic. Is your dad still alive?
Yes, he is.
I need you to ask him about her because she used to do some strange things around the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ask her. Ask him about her. She really did. She was very, very intuitive. This is where you get it from. This is where you really get it from. It was her. And she's always around you. She's always around you. She's telling me that she messes with the bathroom light. That's crazy, but that's what I'm getting. She messes with the bathroom light.
Oh, wow. She messes nothing right. If she one causes only one bulb to blow out.
Is that what happened in the bathroom?
I'm always changing just one bulb, you see.
Wow. Well, listen, I want you to value yourself again. I want you to really find your value in you. You are a metaphysician. This is what I want you to realize. You are a metaphysician. I am. Say it with me. We're going to act like we're in AA. Just say, I am Rhonda.
I am Rhonda.
And I am a metaphysician.
And I am a metaphysician.
Wow. You can go head on with your bad self. And you really are. You really, really are. And I want you to know this. So therefore, you have a lot of energies that are around you. And I want to even say ghost or earthbound spirits. I really want you to do some research into that because you really have those energies that are around you. They are pushing you for greater success. So I want you to believe in you. Okay, Rhonda? You got to believe
okay.
in you. Don't let go of your value. Get excited again. And you know what else you can do? Go back and read some of those books that you, even those that you bought or go online, because it'll start to ignite that fire. If we can ignite Rhonda again or Portland, Oregon, better watch out, because there's a metaphysician up there that's on the loose. Blessings to you, Rhonda. I look forward. Now call me back. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
Oh, I will, Dr. Mosley. Thank you so much. I feel better already.
Oh, blessings to you, my dear. I thank you. Listen, everybody, stay tuned. I'll be right back. I think I can get one more. Maybe I can get one more call on here, okay? So I'll be right back. As you stay tuned to your spiritual GPS to success, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley.
I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach. And if you have questions about love, needing directions for success, or some spiritual advice, go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com, and schedule your intuitive reading and allow me to give you the answers, the advice, and the insight that you need for your success. drmichaelmosley.com or call 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448.
Hi, this is Arlene. I just got a reading from Dr. Mosley, and he is phenomenal. I highly recommend him. He's awesome. Schedule an appointment. You won't regret it.
GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley, and I'm going back to the phone line, but I want to remind you, you know what, everybody? I forgot to say this because somebody asked me this the other day. Really, they sent me an email and asked me, is it possible for us to still get that special that you were doing? And you know what, everybody? Since I've been moving, I tell you what, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. You know, the special, you get 9 sessions with me for $333. 9 sessions. 9. Did you catch that? 9. All you have to do is text the word success to 40691, and you too can get those 9 sessions for 333. You really can. Okay? So, and I told them, okay, I'm going to be kind. I've been moving. I really have. So I guess it's my treat, and thank you for being so patient with me, because somebody said, we've heard that show before, so I had to do a few reruns, but I'm so grateful that you all have been so patient. So I tell you what, it's my gift to you. Hey, you can still get it. So I want to tell you, Pam, you, to answer your question, I thank you very much for your email. But Pamela, I want to thank you. You can go ahead on and text success again, okay, to 40691. I put it back up on on the software so you can get the special again, okay? You can get it. Text SUCCESS to 40691. I'm going to the phone line right now, and I believe that I have Deetra from Huntsville, Alabama. How you doing, Deetra?
Hi. I'm blessed, a little confused.
You bet, blessed and a little confused. Now, listen, you can't be blessed and a little confused. We got to straighten that up. Okay, what's going on? What's confusing you?
Well, I mean, God's blessed me with a lot of different skills, but I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to really focus on or which one I'm supposed to do to generate income, because I recently left a really nice paying job, but I got to the point where I was like taking long lunches, not doing all the work because I was bored. It just wasn't fulfilling, so I left because I felt like I was supposed to, like God had another calling for me. And I'm like going in all these different directions, but nothing is panning through.
Okay. All right. So you're saying you left a good paying job because you were bored. Now, you know what? Somebody's mad at you right now. They listening at you saying, girl, what you mean you bored? But it is true. You can get bored, or even though it's paying real good, you really can get bored, can't you?
Yeah.
So now tell me, what is it that you want to do?
Well, I thought that I wanted to open like a restaurant or a bakery, because while I was working, I used to get up in the middle of the night and I was cooking like all four types of different dishes. Bitches just taking them into work, just giving food away, you know, staying up late, going to work late because I'm cooking. So I'm thinking, well, that's maybe what I'm supposed to do, is open up a restaurant. But then I decided, well, no, I don't want to change my recipes. And so I just, you know, kind of just give food away. But then the work I was doing, I was working for the government, and some of this work is probably going to be subbed out to public sector, so I was going to look at opening up my own business, but I think I have a waiting or a cooling period before I can actually do that. But then I'm doing volunteer work because I really like to help people, and it's like, okay, maybe I didn't think all of this through real good.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you say that you didn't want to change your recipes, what does that mean?
Well, I just want to cook the food and give it away. You know, I thought a little bit more deeper, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't want to have a restaurant. You know, maybe I just want to cook and give food away to the homeless or the hungry people and the things like that. You know, I figured out that that's probably what I want to do. But then I thought about opening maybe like a little cafe and serving like coffees and teas, and because I do dabble in some herbal drinks that I make and smoothies and stuff. So I thought maybe like a spiritual cafe or something like that. But I want to make sure I'm going down the path that God wants me to go.
Okay.
You know.
Now, let me stop you right there. Whenever someone tell me that, I always stop them, because God is with you no matter what you do. Now, please hear me carefully. Because some people say, no, he's not. Yes, 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 he is. He's always there. There's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus asks, do you want to be healed? You know, it's not whether it's God's will. He's asking, do you really want it? He's with you no matter what you want to do. So the first thing I always tell clients when I'm talking with them is, what do you want to do? Take God. Now, this is where some people don't like it, but I need you to understand the concept. Take God out of the equation. God, what do you want me to do? No. Take that out of the equation. First, I want to find out, what is it? What is it that Deetra wants? And then let's add God in there. Because it's like when you, if you've been married or you've been dating, you're like, what you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Okay, if I wasn't here, what do you want to eat? You know, so I could do for you. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say, Deetra?
Uh-huh.
So first of all, I want you to decide, what is it that you really want to do? What do you really want beyond God? Take God out of it. If you could do anything in this world that would make you happy, What would that be? Can you answer that for me, Deidre?
Oh, gosh. What I really, really want. it may sound odd, but I have a big drawing to kids.
Uh-huh.
And I know I can't do this, but I would just love for every kid to have a safe and stable environment, you know. And I don't know how I could go about, you know, really doing that.
Now,
you know.
Now, I want everybody to watch listen to what she just did. First of all, your energy changed. I can tell you went into your mind. And you could see it, but then you started to talk yourself out of it. And I did a show about that. I want you to go back and find it. Stop talking yourself out of it, because you said immediately, I know I can't do this. Who said you can't do that? Yes, you can. You really can. Because you saw it, and you were actually looking at it in your mind, but you're like, this is too huge of what my vision is, so I know I can't do something like this. But yes, you can, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, that's where God is really leading you. Now, maybe there are some steps to get there. And then it may be you partnering with somebody to see that vision come to pass. But it can, and you can do this. So let me share a few things with you. And in fact, you can't see me because I'm writing. I don't have a video on. But I was writing a note while you were talking, and I wrote down the word missionary. And then you came back and you started saying how you really want to give kids a safe place, a safe and stable environment. You have such an ability and a desire to help people. This is why your job became boring to you. It's because you didn't feel the value of it in helping other people. You were starting to look at, I can do more if I can get from behind this desk to help other people. You are really a person to go out in the trenches and to touch, because you're a touch person. You're a touchy type person. This is what I'm getting. You're a touchy type person. You like to touch people. You actually like to touch. You really want to make sure that they feel your heart and you feel their heart. Does that make sense to you, Deidre?
Yeah.
All right. So, Deidre, number one, spiritually so, you are a missionary. You're a person that gives care. Even to do the restaurant, you want to cook. I sure wished I lived next door to you, Deidre. I'll be ringing your doorbell 2 o'clock in the morning. Deidre, what you got to eat? But, you know, you really have a heart to care for people. And you have a real genuine spirit that is a missionary. I want to really help. I'm on a mission to care for other people. It's not about me. It's about other people. And that is what brings you great joy. Now, in that care, yes, you enjoy cooking because it helps. Food is a way of making people feel better. Food is a way of bringing energy up. Food is a way of comforting the heart. Even we call it comfort food. The different flavors and different types of food, but it can really excite people. Even when we come home from work and school, what we're looking forward to? Dinner. Then if you my kids, they're looking forward to dessert. And even at night, sometimes we settle down with a nice piece of cake or something and coffee, because food has that way of making us feel better. You have that ability to do to be a tremendous person of care in that missionary work. Also, with that, I really do see you having like a place that will cater to food or cater with food, and whether it be a cafe, because I do see the teas, I do see the herbal teas, and I can see a place that you will have what they are listed for. In other words, you can have certain teas, and this is what this will do for you, and this is what that would do. I even see you baking. I know you're a cook, but I see you baking with certain herbs that will kind of help the body. Even just the extract of the herbs, I could see it going. I don't know why I'm looking at like a, I don't know if it's a banana nut bread or if it's a zucchini type of thing here, but I feel like, does that make sense to you?
Yes, I love cooking with bananas. Yes, banana bread. Yes.
Okay, because I could see this, and I could really see, you know, it is good for something. It's an ailment that I really feel that it's good for. So I want you to understand what you are looking at when you said the kids, that is where you're ultimately going. All the other things are just steps to get there. Even the cooking, even the cafe, all those are steps because kids are going to be able to come. And I can actually see them doing their homework at this cafe. I really can see kids coming. I know we got the adults, but I can see the kids coming to the cafe and doing work, doing their homework in this cafe. So you are very gifted. But please know, bottom line, that's the spiritual term that I'm getting is missionary. Missionary. Okay. You are just a caregiver, like a Mother Teresa. You're just a person that really care. Yet you want to make money, and that's good. We got to have that. And the way that's coming is through the restaurant, through the selling of the food. I know you want to give some things away, but you got to increase the value of what you do. Increase the value. Yeah. Sometimes when we charge, and sometimes I know we don't want to charge, but it's saying I value what I'm doing. Now you can give it away, but it's still $5. It's for that cake or whatever. It's $5. But I tell you what, I'm gonna give this to you. If you make an A on your next test, then Miss Deacher gonna give you this piece of cake for free. All right? It's a way of motivating them. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Well, good, Dietrich. I really want you to know that you are a missionary and you can really make this happen. And congratulations on the success of this wonderful venture. Keep in contact with me. Let me know how you're doing. Okay, will you do that for me?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are more than welcome, Dietrich. I appreciate you. Listen, everybody. Oh, time is already up. My engineers and you guys. Okay, they're pushing me out already. But you know what? Ask yourself, do you still believe in it? Do you still, don't lose your, what's they call, somebody said, I want to lose my mojo. You know, I don't want to lose it. Well, you know what? You got to ask yourself, do you still feel good about it? When you look at that furniture, do you still make you excited? When you look at like Deidre, when you get up cooking, do you still get excited? I want to cook this banana bread. And I'm going to ship it to Dr. Mosley over there in Georgia. You know, are you still excited about it? And if you're not, you need to go back and find that excitement. Find it. Go back and find it. Just like Rhonda. I got to find it again. And it's right there. It's not too far away. No, it's not. You just got to go back and really realize, hey, this is who I am. And I enjoy it. I enjoy this stuffed animal. I'm not throwing that away. I got a stuffed animal in my office right now. I ain't throwing it away. I'm going to hold on to it. I love it. Listen, I want you to find the value. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ideas. Believe in your mind. Believe in your vision. Do you still believe in your body? Then you know what? Okay, let's hit the treadmill again. I believe I can lose 20 pounds. Come on, let's hit. You know, so is it still valuable to you? Someone said, no, this chocolate cake is more valuable to me right now. Okay, but according to the way you believe, be it unto you. Be it unto, hey, chocolate cake wins. But when you say, no, I need to really get my health back in order. Hey, then I believe in it. I got to put that on the high priority list. I got to go. Listen, call my office, 916-467-4448. And listen, don't forget now, if you want those 9 sessions, hey, all you got to do is text the word SUCCESS. SUCCESS to 40691. 40691. Send me the word success and I'll send you back a link where you can sign up and start on your 9 sessions and with me, Dr. Mosley. I thank you so very much. I love you all so much. I really do. Now I gotta get used to everything. I gotta find out where the warm money is here and everything else. And gotta go hunting up for some restaurants and all that. Gotta get, you know, acclimated to Atlanta. Wow, but it's hot. Oh, God, my little boy, it's hot. He's from California. We're not used to this heat. We're going to get adjusted. We're fine. I love you all so much. Send me your prayers and your love. I really do appreciate it. And don't forget, log on to the website, and you can find me there at drmosley.com, and you can give me a call at 916-467-4448. Again, that number is 916-467-4448. Blessings to you, everybody. I'll see you again next time on your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings to you.